This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's backlog of unfunded road and bridge projects sits at between $12 and $14 billion. How do the candidates for governor propose to catch up and pay for new road work needs? Jay Darden says,
make it a priority in the capital outlay budget so that we're going to provide a much higher percentage than we have right now to go to the backlog and the problem of preventive maintenance and road repair.
He believes new industry coming into the state should share in the cost of the roads they will need.
Particularly those who are benefiting from the incentives we're giving them are going to participate in the infrastructure needs, upgrades that may be necessary to accommodate this new economy.
Scott Angel says,
the only way to move past where we are now is to decentralize DOTD.
He believes local governments should be permitted to raise their own money for road work through local taxes or,
I believe that there is an opportunity for us to embrace public-private partnerships on tolls.
David Vitter says,
I would develop a specific highway infrastructure building program tied to specific revenue. Get it done on an expedited basis. Are all the details of that worked out? Of course not.
John Bell Edwards says,
allocate an additional 25% of the capital outlay budget every year for transportation infrastructure needs. We will look for public-private partnerships, study the feasibility of tolls, and only when we see that we don't have enough revenue necessary to address the backlog, we will then sit down and look at an additional dime on the gas tax.
But he cautions,
the fact of the matter is there's not a stretch of road in Louisiana where tolls are feasible because the volume of traffic just won't support it.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.